You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Lighting the torch. Over 1,000 people carry the torch, you know. It's not a big deal to be picked, okay? DJ said as she climbed the playground ladder at recess. I hated how she climbed up there every day and never went down the slide. She just sat there, and we all had to step over her to use the slide. It's like she likes to be in the way. I didn't answer her as I stepped over her legs to get to the slide. Blanca and I liked to go down the slide exactly 5 times at the beginning of recess. We pretend it takes 5 times to get to space where our secret planet is. I said, DJ yelled at me as I flew from the bottom of the slide, it's not a big deal, so stop bragging about it. I wasn't bragging about it. In the morning meeting today, I shared that my brother was picked as one of the kids to hold the Olympic torch in Vichy. That torch was being carried all the way to Paris this summer. She's right, though. Thousands of people get to help do that, but it's still very special to be picked. Can't hear you, I yelled back as Blanca finished her 5th slide and we ran to the tree where our imaginary planet orbited. You can tell me more, Blanca said as we sat under the tree. Her brother wasn't picked to help with the torch, and that made us sad. We were hoping they would both be picked because they play on the same football team. It's okay, I said. I really do wish Jerry got to do it too, I said as I hugged her. Me too, she answered. He's cool about it, though. He cares a lot more about using his new power wheelchair in Saturday's game. It's super fast. One of the reasons we love our imaginary planet is because it's only for us. We pretend to explore and discover new desserts, buried treasures, and cures for illness. Some kids say we're too old for this game, but my mom builds fairy gardens, so I don't believe in being too old for stuff. Blanca suddenly grabbed my arm and squeezed hard. Ow, I said, and then saw that DJ was walking over to our tree. I said, I can't hear you, I yelled when she got close and I turned away. DJ whispered something we really couldn't hear, and she was staring at the ground. We actually can't hear you now, Blanca said kindly. DJ paused. Sorry, I guess. We heard that loud and clear. For what? We asked together. My mind raced through all the mean things she said at the top of the slide since she came to our school last month. I didn't know, she said, still staring at the ground. I didn't know he was part of the Paralympics torch. Then she looked up. You didn't say that part at the morning meeting. I didn't know your brother had a disability. So? I said, still disliking her out loud. Our brothers both have muscular dystrophy, Blanca explained. The other kids know that already. Don't be sorry for that. Oh, I'm not sorry for that, DJ said. I'm sorry that I didn't know. That's super cool that he gets to hold that torch. Well, now I was uncomfortable. I tried to hold on to my other feelings, but she was happy for my brother. I couldn't stay mad at her, but I wanted to. She continued, my little sister has polio, and we're just learning about Special Olympics for her here. And that was that. That was that. Blanca and I talked over each other as we told DJ all about the fun places to go and things to do in Vichy with her family. DJ asked her if family could come watch the torch stuff and maybe even a football game or something. We don't really know people here yet. Then the whistle sound drowned out our conversation, and we ran to line up. The other kids stared at us, or maybe they were just staring at DJ because she wasn't blocking the slide anymore. Okay, so if you want to come to our planet tomorrow, you have to go down the slide 5 times to get there, Blanca explained excitedly. DJ crossed her arms and stared at the ground again. I'm afraid to go down the slide, she admitted. And then I suddenly understood a lot of things.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!